We're doing those minutes. The most important part of prayer is the Shmona Esrei. When it comes to prayer, the time where you're actually standing for the Ribbono Shel Olam is Shmona Esrei. Kriyat Shema is biblical. The blessing on learning Torah may be biblical. But the time that I'm supposed to view it as though I'm standing in front of the Omnipotent is Shmona Esrei, the 18 blessings. And that's the time where you have to ensure you're with the crowd, where you started with the Tzibur, Shmona Esrei. And you'll notice that our custom is, the rabbis instituted that when we stand Shmona Esrei, we keep our feet together. One of the commentaries that lived about 700 years ago was called the Rashba. That's an acronym for his name. And in his commentary, he explains that the idea behind putting our feet together when we stand Shmona Esrei is that you enter prayer and you might be thinking about all kinds of problems and all kinds of solutions. When we put our feet together, what we're saying is, I got nowhere I can go, I got nowhere I can run, and there's not too much I can do if you don't help me. That idea that I'm putting my feet together is, I got nothing to do. I'm talking to you because I know I don't have a heartbeat without you. I don't have intellect without you. I don't have a breath of air without you. I can't do anything without you. And so the solution to my problems lies with you. And the idea of holding our feet together as we stand Shmona Esrei is to remind ourselves, I'm talking to him, I'm talking to the solution of all my problems. Seems obvious, but it's not. We tend to forget it when we enter Shmona Esrei, and that's why our mind wanders. So the Rashba says, that's why it was instituted that we stand in attention with our feet together when we stand Shmona Esrei.